Oysa lechi, on this side of the house, put up a lechi, a little stick. Velechi mikan, oysa lechi mikan, velechi mikan, on both sides in front of your house, put two sticks up. Oy kuri mikan, the kuri mikan, and else put a stick across. A kuri goes across. Across this way one, and across this way one side, the nice of the answer. And he yells, then you're allowed to carry straight across the street. Even though you're carrying from your house through the Rishus Rabin, you're allowed to carry. Why? What's the view of the Shita, the Trashi? Lechem Mikan, Lechem Mikan. V'shtei peyo shelechem min abasim. On the two sides of one house, put two sticks, two lechis. Leheker b'yama for heker alone. Why? The Ksav Reb Yehuda Shita is Deiz Mechitzes Hevi Rishus HaYachim Medirayse. Reb Yehuda holds that if you have two walls, that makes it Rishus HaYachim Medirayse. A Rishus HaRabim has to be, there are no walls at all. It's a wide open place, that's called Rishus HaRabim. Once you have two walls like here, you have this front wall of the house on this side of Beverly, and you own the other house across the street is the other wall, so you have two walls in between. So when you walk in between these two walls outside, it's also called the Rishus HaYochid. That's the view of the Shita Midiraisa. Well, I love that view. If you don't own it, then in the Rabban, you're allowed to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus if you don't own it. You want to say you own both of them, so you're allowed to carry from this Rishus to that Rishus. So since you have two mechitzas, he holds that's midiraisa mutter. I'm the Rabban, and you have to have a third wall. So he holds for that a lechi is enough. That's the view of the Shita. Is Kamashma, and our Brisa says no, only where you have four walls. So the Gemara, and the Gemara writes, on the Lord, the Chum said back to you, no, ain't Ma'av Rishus Rab Mekach. They say no, you can't be Ma'av Rishus Rab Mekach. Because we hold two walls of not making Rishus Rabim, does not make Rishus Yochid. So maybe it's still considered Rishus Rabim. So through Rishus Rabim, you can't make an error of putting up Lechis. A Lechi doesn't help to make a race Rishus Rabim. I have two walls. As we hold two walls does not make a Rishus HaYochid. It's still called Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, that's what our Brice is saying. Only these things are called Rishus HaYochid, not the Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara, my correlate Gemara, why does our Brice say, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemara? What does Gemara mean? Now the time I would think, Ki Pligi Rabbon Ledi Rabbi Yehuda. When the Rabbon and things are called Yehuda and say two walls, should not make a Rishus HaYochid, to have a Rishus HaYochid doesn't make a Rishus HaYochid, Hani Mili Letutu. That's only to go so far to be nickel, to say that you're allowed to carry in between these two houses that were two walls alone, to give it a din, Rishus HaYochid, that's Rabbon Ramachulim. Avaliz Rek Moidalei, but let's say you throw from Rishus HaRabin in between these two walls, Midirais is called Rishus HaYochid or not, maybe Rabbon will say yes, it is called Rishus HaYochid. But the Rai said the mother two walls can make Rishus HaYochid. The only things that can say you can't have the coolers to be metalkal in between. But maybe it has a thing Rishus HaYochid. Kamashmula, no. That we hold Midiraisa two walls that not give a thing Rishus HaYochid at all. And therefore still called Rishus HaRabim. Said Rashi, Ma b'tayma ki pligi rabbon le'du Rabbi Yehuda b'braisa v'yamri ein marv Rishus HaRabim kach le'du Rishus HaYochid hani mil tilto. To be able to mamish walk in there, carry something, shemut l'talto v'toichoy, ki etoni ein marv Rishus HaRabim kach, can't make an error. The gozo bo mishum adom Rishus HaRabim. So you can't give such a big heta to be able to mamish carry in between these two walls, since there's a Rishus HaRabim walking through it. Avul Israel. But stand throwing into this place between the two walls, Shazorik Rishus HaRabim Teichai. If you throw from a real Rishus HaRabim in between these two walls, Moidele Dechayiv, maybe the Rabbon no Moidele Midiraisa Yuachayiv. Dishtei Mechitzas Yuraisa, maybe two walls Midiraisa doesn't make it a Mechitza, Meshem Rishus HaYochid Aleh, it could have a Shem Rishus HaYochid, Kamash Mela no Gemura. So Rashi the Chiddush here, Kalema. Zuhi shenigmo minyan mechitza shalo. What's called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa? How many mechitzas do you have to give the Hashem Rishus HaYochid? Sheyesh lo mechitzas mechol tzad. If it has mechitzas on all four sides of it, so going charitz, either where you dug a hole, and on all four sides of the hole you have a mechitza. V'chein gedr, the same thing when a wall is coming up, that the wall is thick, dalet by dalet. V'yamrinyan midalet stodom, on all four sides of it we say, good asek p'nei mechitzas. That means you have now a thick wall like this, and the top here is dalet by dalet. So at the top of this is called Rishus HaYochid. I wear the mechitzas on top here, when you're standing on the top place here, it's flat. And there it is on the side, since this is called the wall, we say good asek. This wall goes up, this wall goes up, this wall goes up, and this wall goes up. So now we're standing on top of this place, you're surrounded by dalet mechitzas. So only if you say good asik on all four sides, if you say you're standing on top of this mukim, it's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because she have dal v'chitzis. So then a roshim, and inside roshim mukim with midalat studim, v'chalol loy dalat, and inside yafua, dalat dalat. Abu the Rabbi Yehuda, le nigma mechitza shalom le minyan, v'lav Rosh Hashanah Yochid yiklal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only have two mechitzas. So mechitzas is nothing, it's not called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's why Lashon is Gemura. What makes Rosh Hashanah Yochid? So Pashtas Rashi is Mashkema, what makes a mechitza, what makes Rosh Hashanah Yochid with the rights of four mechitzas? Now the Svasemis wants to say now like that, he said the Rambam Shittu is Klom, that with the rights of three mechitzas making Rosh Hashanah Yochid with the rights of. That's why we need a fourth wall, it's only with the Rabbanim. That's why in the fourth wall we'll make it to make an Erev with Lechis, with Kuris, we'll make it on the fourth wall. Because Midiraisa, we hold three walls making Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Just if it's open on the fourth wall, with Rabbanim, not like Ari. So he wants to say even Rashi doesn't really mean Badafi after four walls. He's just saying Lafuka of Yudhishita of two. But how many walls do you really need to give it a shame Rosh Hashanah Yochid? It could be only three. It's Masupik what Rashi Shita is. But Allah, we all let the Rambam Shita, that when you have three walls, that gives it a din Rosh Hashanah Yochid with the Raisa. If you can throw from right outside from Rosh Hashanah Rabin into this Rosh Hashanah Yochid of just three walls, you'll be chayiv midiraisa. Right, Omamar, Zui Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It says now these three things we have, the highway, or the palti, or the main, the flea market where everybody gets together, or else the Muvoyah, that's called Rosh Hashanah Rabin. But the more Lamute Mai, what's the Chiddush, what's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabin? Lamute Yiduk Rabbi Yehuda, another din of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Reiner, Im Hoysa Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Master Koson, if you saw Kenwood Studin. If Rosh Hashanah Rabin was going through this Mokum, then you have to move it on the side. Now this was Alocha in the early Regolem, they were not there, when they used to go out of Regal Zayin, they used to have to walk through on Shabbos, and the Mokum gets very thirsty. There used to be burrs, and the Rosh Hashanah Rabin used to be a well. We have your water. Now, Lacha is, if the well is Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the water is considered like a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Because the water is deep down, Yud Tfachim down, the well was Yud Gedalah Adalot, so the water is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. If you want to fetch the water up to bring it on top, you can't do it. Because the top of it is Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So what's the Yetzer to make even a top right near the well to make that makam Rosh Hashanah Yochid? It's called Pasei Dereis. Gemara in Erev, in the game of Azundi Rekulam, you put a stick on all four sides of it, which is just one arm this way, one arm this way. What do you call it? Like an L shape. Like you made a mechitza like this here, one arm, and one arm, two L's, like an L. On all four sides of it, they gave it a kula that has a din Rosh Hashanah Yochid inside. Therefore, you're allowed to pick up the water from the well and put it on the side. That's the Mazundra Kula Pasei Dereis. That since on all four sides there's an L shape to it, and each part has at least an amma, that's enough to give it a shame mechitza. So instead of like you have four mechitzas in the Dereisa, that's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And what's going to be if the Rabin, the Derech, the road, was going mamish straight through these Dalet Soy, these Dalet Pasei Dereis? The Rabin went straight through it. So if you the hold, it's no good, it doesn't have a Shem Rosh Hashanah Yochid anymore. Since the Rabbim walked through it, they're mavatal these four poles, and you have to like move aside the pole and put on new mokim. If the Rabbim walked through, the Rabbim is mavatal. That's how to view them. Im hoysa derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If the Rabbim went through these poles, that's the custom. If you start handle, you have to pick it up and start them on the side. V'achom ma'amre no, ein noit tzorech, you don't have to move it on the side. It's still kestibim Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Even though the Rabbim walked through it, but since in the Metzias you have four mechitas here, when you have four mechitas, that can't have a shame Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And even though the Rabbim walked through it, but since it has a din of four mechitas, it's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's the Chiddush. Now what's called Rosh Hashanah Rabin when there are no mechitas at all? But here we have four poles on all four sides. Since that's still like four mechitas, even though the Rabbim walked through, that's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabin. The Chom Moinim ain't it so. You don't have to move on the side. It's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabin since you have walls. The Gemara of my Karle Gemura, why is it called Rosh Hashanah Rabin Gemura? So the Gemara, I think the Tony Rosh, since in the first case it says Rosh Hashanah Yochid Gemura, Tony Nami Seifa Gemura. For the Gemara of Lachashiv Nami Midbar, how come we don't have the case Midbar? And the Ikka Rosh Hashanah Rabin should be a Midbar, because in the Midbar we learn out the Melechas, we learn out the Lamatest Melechas from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, where the Yidden walked, they walked 40 years in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. So the Ikka Rosh Hashanah Rabin was in the Midbar. So why don't we recognize the Midbar should also be called Rosh Hashanah Rabin? Tanya, a veiling Rishus Rabbim, what's called Rishus Rabbim? Sartia, that's the highways. Opalti, this open marketplace. Gedolu, Mavoya, some of Loshin. We have Midbar. It says the Midbar is also called Rishus Rabbim. And then the Mara Poshid, Amra Baya Lakasha, Khan Bismanshi Yisrael Shroom by Midbar. It's those 40 years after 600,000 Yidden were living in the Midbar, and they used to walk through the Midbar, was called Rishus Rabbim then. Of a Khan Bismanazeh, nobody goes through the Midbar anymore. So since you don't have any more 600,000 people walking through the Midbar, the Midbar is not called Rishus Rabbim anymore. A Midbar is one of the camels, not a Derech Hinuch. So in our Bryce before, it's talking about Bizman Hazeh.
Davovum abeis. Omama, im hoitzi vehichnas b'shoigeg chayiv chatis, b'meizi roinish korish, v'niskal. So says what? If you take out from Rishus HaYocha to Rishus HaRabim, it says if you carry b'shoigeg chayiv chatis, b'meizi if you carry out is oinish korish, that's without hasro, v'niskal, if you have hasro, you chayiv skila. So if the Gemara b'shoigeg chayiv chatis, if you carry out on Shabbos from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, that you chayiv chatis, for the Gemara pshita avada, that's the Mishnah later. All the Lama Tess Malachas have the same halacha. You chayiv chatis. What's the chiddush here by itzor? So the Gemara b'meizid oinish koris v'niskal itzuchlei. It's a chiddush to say if you carry out b'meizid without hasro you chayiv skila, without hasro you chayiv koris. And with that soy, Yechayes Kilo, that's the Chiddush, Yitzchak Leib. For the Gemara Nami Pshita, it's also Pshita, that Yechayes Misa, if you carry out the Mezid. It's one of the Lama Tess Melochis, and that's the Mishnah later. All the Lama Tess Melochis has the Chiddush Kilo at the Hasroa. So the Gemara Hokkamash won Kidurav. It's a Chiddush like Rav says. The Yom HaRav, Motsosi Megillah Storm, I found in a Megillah Storm, Bei Rebbe Chiyah, that was known for Rebbe Chiyah, the Kosovo, what was written in this Megillah Storm, this hidden Megillah, what was written there? It says, Isi ben Yudu Oimer. Isi ben Yudu used to say a Chiddush. That Oves Melochis Mem Chos Rachas. That's the Mishnah later. The Allah Mites Melochis. A 40 minus 1, 39 Melochis. The Einoi Chayiv Elo Achas. And you only Chayiv one. So how the meaning is, if you do all the Allah Mites Melochis, you only have like one Chiv Chattis. Or one Chiv Misa. You only have one Chiv. So the Gemara Eini, that can't be. Isa ben Yudi can't say such a Chiddush like that. The Latanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Ovas Melochis, the Mishnah says, is Mem Chosarachis. There are 39 Lamates Melochis. And then the Mishnah reconciles to Ocheish, but exactly naming off all the 39 Melochis. So first the Gemara of the Kasha there, Vavinam Bo Minyon Elomeli, and since the Mishnah reconciles all the 39 Melochis, so cheap it's 39. Why does the Mishnah have to start off, tell us a Chiddush, there are 39 Melochis? The Yom Rabbi Yechon, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Shim Osem Kulon, Te'elam Achas, Chayiv HaKulachas V'yachas. The Chiddush is that if you do them all, Te'elam Achas, you Chayiv 39 Chatois. When you did all 39 Melochis, you did them B'Shegig on Shabbos, Elochim is, you Chayiv 39 Chatois. So see, Klo, you can't say you only Chayiv one Chatois, you do them all. It says, Klo, you Chayiv 39 Chatois. So how could Yisrael ben Yudi say you only Chayiv one? So the Gemara, Ela Eimo, Eino Chayiv Alachas Mehen. The Chiddush is that on one of the Lamed Tes Melochas, you're not Chayiv, and why you're not Chayiv? Not Chayiv Skilo. See, Enoch Naimi, the Mishnah later says you'll be Chayiv 39 Chatois. That's only Chatois if you're Chayiv 39. But one of those Melochas, if you do it to Mezid, there's no Chayiv Skilo. That was Easter Ben Yudis Chiddush. And what's our Gemara telling us now? For all Kamash Melon, Ho. That the Easter Hoyt saw on Shabbos, this Malacha, Mahanech Tloi Mesafkun. The Malacha Hoyt saw from one of the Malachas that there's no Safik. You are Vade Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Skila, if you make a Hoyt saw from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Ba'atzroa, you Chayiv Skila. That's the Chiddush of Alan Gemara, to say that even though Easter the Yud says there's one of the Lamates Malachas, he knew one of them, there's not a Chayiv Skila, so that was Gemara, but Hoyt saw is Nicha, not from that Safik. So Rashi, Chayiv Chatez Pshita, הקיבו דתון לחודו משוס היוחד וחודו משוס רבים ניס נסתמה ואם הוא יצביך נסחייב learn to say it's chayiv the annoy dan I would know this rosh chatis or shabbos doing a karsu I would know that they have to walk by shabbos that you do something be shaydi you chayiv chatis the day is chayiv skilo it's the empty gemara you chayiv skilo so no one is not even pshita the bas rosh skilo but in mechayshis the terrorist says if you do a malacha be shayid be mezid you get skilo Megillah Storim Shehspiru Vafnei Shloi Nitin Likosset. It was a hidden sefer, because at that time the Torah Shabbat play, you're not allowed to write down yet. When you there, somebody said a tremendous chiddush that wasn't learned yet. The Kaisrin Oysan used to write it down, Shloi Yishtakhu, Mispirin Esa Megillah. Then used to hide the Megillah. That's why it's called Megillah Storim. It was a hidden Megillah, because at that time there wasn't a heter yet to write down Torah Shabbat Ksav, only as Eis Rasat Lashem, a thing that you forget, you're afraid you'll forget it, that was written to write down. It there says, Ein Chai Balachas. Hashtemash Rimosin Bela Nechot Shloi Noid Aloi Deikolachas Nechot Shechoto Ein Chai Balachas. The Chol Chinu Shabbos Gif Echru. That was the Havamino. That the Mor says that can't be because the Mishnah says not like that. So Maskona was Ein Chai Balachas Min. Achas Yesh Kain Shein Chai Balah Misa Zatrashi. Hey, so Yisibim Yehudis Bila Chadish. One of them you don't get Misa if you do it amazing. Well, like Pirish Ezi. We don't know which one. He didn't say which one. The Yashmina Tana, our Bryce here, told us the Matisse Nikoni, Niska with Nik Hoitso on Shabbos. He gets Kilo to Hoitso, the Achnos, the Mahanath, Loyne Safkun Heed, the Azula Yom Isa Ben Yuda. Is that Salachidish? Isa Ben Yuda was not Mesupik Hoitso, it saw as Badachi is Kilo. But Rashi says in Faith also that Avad, after Isa Ben Yuda says, one you don't get, he meant Nisi you don't get. But Avad Chatis, that's the Mishnah later, that the reason why the Mishnah says 39, to tell it there's a case that you can have 39 Chatois. So that's Vadif, a Chatois, every one of the Amatas Melachim is Mechayiv Yilchatis. Yisi Ben Yudis Chidish is only for Misam, well one is not Mechayiv Yilchatis. Right, Omamah, then the Bryce explained before also, Avuyam, if you carry through a yam, through an ocean, or else a bikur, an open road, an open field, the Yistavonis, that's the platform, the front of the stores, the Akamalis and Akamalis, Enam, Midiraitza, Loikrushis, Yochav Loikrushis Rabbi. Midiraitza, Akamalis, not a Rishis Yochav, not a Rishis Rabbi. Midiraitza, if you carry out, you put the Midiraitza. Frati Gemara, Obika ain't a Loikrushis Yochav. The Loikrushis Rabbi, Obika means a wide open field. Is that true that it does not have the Loch of Rishis Yochav? The Yotanan. We learned the Mishnah. Habika, open field, the Amoisa Chama, when it's very sunny outside, the people walk through the fields, is the Alokha Rishus Ayochid, the Shabbos. The Hilcha Shabbos, the Bikya, is called Rishus Ayochid, of a Rishus Arabim, the Tumah. The Gate Hilcha Tumah, the Klala is Sophic Tumah, Rishus Arabim, is Tor, and if it's a Sophic Rishus Ayochid, it's Tumah. You learn it out from Saita. Well, Saita is a Shalaf and Spira, with a Mokam Spira, so you say, that's Sophic Shizosa. Now, Sophic Tumah means if you have a piece of bread lying in the field and there was a sheretz running around there, we have a Sophic, did the sheretz touch the piece of bread or not? We have a Sophic, is this bread tummy or not? So, Klal is if the piece of bread is Rishus Rabim, Sveike Torah. That's a lot of Moshe Mitzinai. If the piece of bread was left in Rishus Ayochid, the Klal is Sveike is tummy. So now, a Bikur, we say, the Hilchos Tumah has a lot like in Rishus Rabim. It's not planted yet. So many people walk through there. It's Rishus Yochav Shabbos. So Allah Hilch LeRabim Hu. Shein Rabim Mistalkim and Amesil Lelech Besoda. It's not like a highway. The highway is the Rishus Rabim. People walk there. Through fields, people don't walk through the fields. So many of the fields is called as Rishus Yochav Shabbos. Of a Rishus Rabim Tumah, or Sveke Tor, if you have a piece of bread there, and you're Mesupik, if the sheretz touched it or not, it's Tor. To allow Mokum Spiru. Because the Gayat Tumah, what's Tomei, only if it's a Mokum Spiru. Sheyesh bin Ayodim Nichnosim Lo. By shaking open field, people walk in there. The Sophic Tumah, the Tomei, that's what we say, Rishus Ayochid. A Sophic Tomei is Tomei, Misaita Gamin Lo. We learn it out from the Chirish of a Saita. But also, Spiru Ksid. The other Torah says that a lady, if a Eshesish, well, had spiru with another man, so when I thought that she's also to her husband. The Nistra of Inya Tamar, the Mokum Spiru to Meihi, Labaila, Misofit. When they cannot have to down the sheretz, who are dimmed by a sheretz? Well, you have a piece of bread in a Rishus HaYochid, and the sheretz goes there, we have a sotik, if it touched it or not, we should say yach, and lach lu, sotik is tomei. Those are lach lu Moshe Mitzinais. Now what's called Mishus Yach, what's called Mishus Rabin, is telling if people go there. So here in open field, the dikur, it's true, some people go there, so the yilkos tumah, it's not called a mokum stira, it's not called like a mokum yuchar, only for men, and we would have beer. In open field, you would have it, it's called Mishus Rabin. But shaykin, for yilkos Shabbos, does the whole Rabin walk through an open field now? It's not doing it to Mishus Rabin, it's called Mishus Yach. I call upon him, it's a sphere. The Bryce before said that a bikkur in open field is only a kamelis. And here the Bryce says it's called Mishus HaYochid. So the Bryce of Aita, B'loisak Shem, what about when the rainy season? When the rainy season, you realize the trashy is the Zerua. That's already when the fields are growing. And the tfu is growing. Is Eimor the Nichnas law? When people don't walk through the fields for two reasons. Actually, it's muddy. And also, you don't want to ruin the tfu, the wheat that's growing there. So then the locher is Mishus HaYochid Lekan Lekan. It's a Mishus HaYochid for Shabbos, and no one didn't feel this tumor. If you have a suffix, if the sheretz touch the bread, and the bread is in this open field, the Amoris HaGashamim, it's also tummy, because the Adalach was Mishus HaYochid. But called upon an Alam, the Gaya to us, it's a spirit of a Shabbos. We before said a Bika, the Kamal is, and now the Bryce says a Bika is Mishus HaYochid. Omar Ula Yolom Kamalis said, you know, Avada, Bika, open field, it doesn't have Mechitzis, it's only a Kamalis. The Amai Kamala Mishus HaYochid, why is it called Mishus HaYochid for Shabbos? The fish and Mishus HaRabim. The Brisa just wants to tell you it's not called Mishus HaRabim for Shabbos. What's called Mishus HaRabim? A mokum that the Rabim use or the Rabim go through it. The highways or the flea marketplace where the Rabim use it. That's called Mishus HaRabim. But here in open field, since the Rabim don't walk through it, the Brisa says Mishus HaYochid just means it's not a Mishus HaRabim. But not to say it's really Mishus HaYochid. That's Ulus Teretz. Ravashi Yoma, Ravashi is a different Teretz. Yeah, I'm a little nervous.